Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
Lincoln, this package is nothing but a box of lies. I don't see a single blue apron in here. Just a bunch of dumb ingredients and a stupid frozen pork chop.
I'll take that, sir. Thanks for dealing with the mail while I was away.
Yes, about that. What kept you away from the Institute for so long?
Oh, you know, every now and then they have me track down a loose thread.
Oh, right. Like, murder someone?
No. What?
What? No, of course not murder someone. No one in this conversation is suggesting we murder people. There are many other definitions of tracking down a loose thread, and I won't insult you by listing them. So, you're up to date on Arnie's whereabouts?
Not completely. I'm hearing something about an island?
Oh, it's much more than that. No, actually, that's about it. In fact, here comes the transmission now. Let's see how they manage to not advance the plot this week.
Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is
Arnie, buddy, friend, pal. What? Slow down.
Okay,
island time.
Yeah, we are on. I mean, it has been 5 years and a month, or kind of 5 years and 6 weeks. But it is island time.
Island time. It's island o'clock.
Yeah.
Listen, I got you a little drink here.
Oh, thank you. It's got a little umbrella in
mm-hmm.
it and a little sword in
mm-hmm.
it. It's got a lot of stuff in it, actually.
Yeah.
What is this drink?
It's a knackery.
A knackery?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to get me knackered?
Mm-hmm. That's the whole point.
Huh.
Notice anything different about me?
Well, you got a giant sword sticking out of your
mm-hmm,
neck.
That's right.
John, that should stress you out. A couple weeks ago, you said that your greatest fear
was being stabbed in the neck. But
yeah.
I talked to, over at the bar, that guy with the hat, the straw hat.
Yeah.
That's Prophet Cecil. And he told me
mm-hmm.
that if I keep, thinking about the worst thing that could happen, it's going to happen anyway, so why not get ahead of it? So I had Usador make me a magical sword that I can just put through my neck whenever I want.
Oh, are we sword buddies now? Because I have...
Oh, that's right!
I have a real sword stabbed
always forget
through my
about
body.
It, and I have a fake one through my neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sword buddies. Ugh.
Sword buddies!
I mean, I did it first, but now everybody's
hey,
gonna be
real quick,
it.
Let's cross swords.
I don't know. The way
it'll be fun.
Seem weird the way.
No, let's cross swords.
No, that's all right.
All right.
That's all right. Hey, oh no, real quick. I know we've been here for a week on Strong Island. I hate to say this. I've forgotten mm-hmm. what your Strong Island name is.
Oh, I was Night Shift.
Night Shift. That's
mm-hmm.
right. You know what? I'm going to write that down.
I'm a shapeshifter who only shifts at night.
And I'm
sword guy.
Yeah. Not to be confused with sword man, sword woman,
yeah.
sword boy, or sword son, or sword
or S word man.
Who's S word?
The guy keeps screaming shit. You haven't heard him?
I mean, I've heard him, but
he's
I didn't
just
know
bumbling
that.
Around, constantly shit. Screaming shit.
Ah, shit. Oh, shit! Shit! Shit!
We should get him on the podcast.
No.
Seems like
we already have use of the word.
That's true. Speaking of which, I am also joined by my other co-host, Wizard Man.
I am Wizard Man, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasminius Maystar. And there may be other secret names. Names so powerful that if they did even flicker into my brain for but a moment, they would most assuredly set all of the little children's
Fuck, what? Set their what?
Set all the little
children... Their tables?
Set all of the little children's shoes on fire.
Oh, I was hoping for tables.
Gosh, I had stopped listening until you said set what, so I got the second half of that, but not the beginning.
Speaking of secret names, Wizard Man.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard this, Bederek wrote on the bathroom walls. He scrawled, use a dork.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
What? He changed the E with a K, and now I look like a fool.
Well, there is a warrior here named Usadork.
Oh, so it's someone else.
There's an E in your name?
Yes, of course. You don't know how to spell my name.
W-I-Z-A-R-D-M-A-N.
To the wiki.
U-S-I-D-O-R-E?
Yes, that's
really?
Right.
Really?
Yes.
E?
E.
Really?
Yes, it's only been on a T-shirt for 4 years and 6 weeks or something.
Huh. I guess I just never bought the T-shirt. I need to get that T-shirt.
Night shift. Wizard man. Chill out.
Right. We're on island time. I almost forgot. Let me get a knackery here.
On Strong Island, they say, by the power of my skull house, chill. And that means both hello and goodbye.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a deep drink of this penis colada.
Okay. But that's not the shape of the cup. I don't know.
Sword guy, we have to focus on our task at hand here, though. We must have some parlay here with the most amazing hero.
Oh, hell yeah. Parlay. Parlay time.
Of all of Strong Guy Island, Strong Guy himself.
Yeah, we gotta get in touch with Strong Guy. So far, I have had no leads. Honestly, I haven't talked to a lot of people. I've mostly, I laid out on the beach a little bit.
Well, can I be honest, Arnie?
Yeah?
The good leads are for closers. Are you a closer?
I'm not a closer.
What do you think?
I'm not an opener either. What am I?
What is your ABC?
I don't know. I'm like a...
Arnie B.
Crunching.
Crunching.
Yeah.
Like on chips.
God, I'd love to have some chips right now.
I haven't had many good leads either. I spoke to Weak Guy several times, and he said that maybe Strong Guy was around, and then he winked at me, but that doesn't help me at all.
Ugh, we don't need help from Weak Guy. We need Strong Guy.
Arnie, sorry, you said you wanted some chips. I got a bowl of plantain chips.
What's plant?
It's like banana butt, but they're plantains.
You know how Mayor Manana has that little butt?
that little
black spot.
Or did before he's clearly gone now.
Well, maybe. We don't know.
Plantains, huh?
Plantains.
I don't know what part of that I'd like less. The taint part?
Or the plan?
Or the plantains.
Taste them. Arnie, taste them. Just taste them. Give them a try.
No.
Pardon me, brothers. You mind if I just drop these weights here down next to your table? I've been carrying these around trying to get my grip strength done right and just noticed that this would be a good spot to drop them down.
Holy no, please, friend.
Please. That is the biggest... A creature I've ever seen.
Bang! Down they go. Ah, goody release, though. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt on your conversation.
No. Please, stay. Please. Stay.
Y'all don't mind if I pull up a chair?
Yeah, or pull up another table, my man, because you got...
You're wide.
You're thick.
Y'all recognize a thick brother when you see a brother. I appreciate that. Yeah. Hold on. Let me just take this table over here. I lift it easily above my head, like so. And I place it down at the table like this.
Thick with two C's.
Well, I appreciate that a whole bunch. I've been working on it. I've been carbo loading, and I've been cultivating mass, and now it's time to get cut.
It's a pleasure to meet you. I am Wizard Man, and these are my friends and compatriots, Sword Guy and Night Shift.
Night Shift.
Greetings.
Good on you. Sword Guy. Damn, son, you got a damn sword sticking out of your chest.
Yeah, I got a sword sticking out of my chest. That's my power?
Dang. Okay, so you don't want me to yank that bad boy out there?
No, please. Because
I'm
don't.
Strong enough. I'll grip that handle and grip it and rip it, brother.
No, I wish you could. It was stabbed into me by a total dickhole.
Stabbed into me? Is that something?
Hell yeah, DMB.
Oh yeah, you know, we do ABC. Can you do DMB? What does DMB stand for you?
Drink more.
Booze?
Yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about.
Parlay time.
Oh, hello. Did you need more booze over here?
Orca.
Hello, it's me.
Oh, Orca.
Yeah, I had to get a side job, you know. Heroin doesn't pay the bills.
I get it. I've been bouncing at this place while you've been waitressing.
Oh, yeah.
You want arm wrestle?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Here you go. One, two, three.
Hey.
A another draw.
Okay.
Oh, Arnie, these feats of strength are incredible.
Wow. That's the most muscular whale I've ever seen.
I know. These two clearly work hard and play hard.
It's the only way.
Orca, introduce yourself to these good brothers. These good brothers let me good brother myself right down on her here.
Okay, there, brother. Hello, brother. Brother.
Brother.
Brother.
Brother.
Orca.
Brother.
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 Orca.
And I'm so sorry to interrupt, brother. I didn't get your name, brother.
Oh, sorry. I didn't. Oh, allow me to introduce myself. It's also tattooed along my back.
There's a lot.
Oh, it's so ripply, we can't make it out because of the different depths of your shoulders.
Sorry, allow me to stretch it out.
Yeah! Oh, there it is.
Tigor.
That's me, Tigor. T-I-G-O-R.
Cool.
Yep.
And it stops at R. There's no E, because I've been fooled before.
No E on that, but okay. We stop right at the R.
I was just going to ask about the very same thing, because if you put an E on the end, if it's T-I-G-O-R-E... It makes you sound like you really tear some shit up.
Oh,
missed opportunity there.
Dang, I gotta get to the renaming facility.
That would have been just like Gorilla, who we met. Do you know Gorilla?
Hell yeah, brother, that Gorilla. Good, yeah.
Oh, he's a brother.
And Orca, is that your name or is that your sort of species?
Okay, funny story, both things. Both things, my parents not into naming.
Yeah, with her parents, the shortest distance between two names is a straight line.
Oh, so I am an Orca, and... My name is Orca.
How's that spelled?
O-A-R-K-A-H-H.
No E's? No E's?
No E.
Okay.
I am it is never going to tweet that correctly.
The last H is for hell yeah.
You got to tweet it. You got to tweet it and repeat it.
Yep, you got to grab a bird. You got to whisper it in their mouth.
You whisper it into a bird's mouth and you throw it into Spain.
Yep.
What is Spain?
Spain.
It's the place between sexy and pain.
Yep, Spain.
Spain.
That's where we all.
Sexy pain.
That's where everybody here on Strong Island tries to live. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're trying to be in a constant state of Spain.
Yeah, Arnie, have you ever been, do you know the term or the word, this may be gibberish for you, spank? Have you heard of a spank before?
Have you heard of a spank before?
Hey, man, you heard of a spank before?
Do you know what spank
is? I mean, it rhymes with bank.
Very good on you, but it's a hit that feels pleasurable. Spank.
Oh.
It causes Spain.
This, I'm starting to understand Strong Island a little more if it's at the intersection of
sexy and pain.
Sexy and pain.
And the rain on Spain falls mostly in the pain.
Now, sperm is different here on Strong Guy
Way
Island.
Different.
It's a semi-permanent.
Because it's a... It's a sexual perm that you get on your head.
Oh, it's sexual? I thought it was semi-permanent. Sexual makes way more sense.
Yes, I was thinking because sexual pain and sorry.
So if I say I want some sperm right on my head.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to have the most beautiful updo at the end of that.
Yeah, you're going to look you're going to look wonderful.
Oh,
you're
going to
look just like my
so
friend
important.
Cameron.
I'm going to have some curlies on my head.
Orca, why don't you take a break, come join us.
I wouldn't want to put any agents out.
Ain't nothing putting us out there, none. I'm the bouncer, you don't work here, and these are customers here.
Yeah, please, Orca, we insist.
Please, okay, thank
let's
you.
Let's scooch, everybody scooch.
Scooch, 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 scooch.
And Arnie, scooch is a sexy cooch.
Okay.
I got two pitchers of blood garitas. Let's all get down on these.
Can I have some of that later? I already have my banana daiquiri with a tiny trebuchet in it.
Superior siege weapon to appeal to a very specific demographic.
I'm sorry, that's just too much. I'm taking that trebuchet away.
Trebuchet. Ooh, bye-bye.
He threw that surprisingly far.
I wanted that.
I'm sorry.
You got some strength on your sword guy. Almost called you strong guy.
Yeah, we are fellow heroes.
Hell yeah.
You gotta be a hero.
Yeah. And we each have our thing. I can shapeshift. Arnie, and then there's Wizard Man who does magic.
Mm-hmm. And we're just here to DMB.
Drink more booze.
There's another DMB that I was thinking about.
Oh, what's that one?
Don't move babies.
Don't ever move those babies.
If you don't know that baby, leave it where it is.
Well, you know what? We're doing that too. Is that a double negative? But yeah, we're not moving any babies.
Yep. Sometimes I move babies.
Emotionally?
Well, if I find one that's about to be run over by a cart.
Move that baby.
I move the baby. I'd make an exception in that case.
It's the exception that proves the rule.
But if you move the baby, does the cart then kill several other babies?
Ah, the cart problem.
Well, if there's a whole row of babies, I get as many of them as I can. But, you know, I'm not perfect.
Arnie, do you know about the cart problem? It was created by Descartes. Famous.
Descartes. D-Z cart.
Famous Funian philosopher.
Oh, I can't even.
I see you have some Descartian. What the hell's the word when you doubt something constantly? Oh, Tygor's been out in the sun too long. Oh, this is going to come to me later, and I'm going to get real mad.
Oh, why he's lifting up the table? He ripped that, table like it was paper.
And I made the noise with my mouth.
Now, Tygor, you may not understand, but this is an audio medium, and I would like to tell the people who are listening, we're speaking into these microphones.
Yeah, we should really tell. We are recording this. We should let you know that.
We don't want a Puncho situation again.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, y'all know Puncho?
Oh, yes.
Puncho, me, Mama, and Puncho go back.
We had him on the podcast last week, and he did not know how to sort of find his...
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Puncho, there's my man right there.
What's happening? Are you still showing a complete lack of mic discipline?
That's right.
You son of a bitch. Have a blood garita. Go long. Yeah. He fell in the pool.
It's so weird that I find this place relaxing.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing more relaxing than just getting around a table with your brothers and just drinking as much booze as you can before your next leg day.
Yep. Sure.
It's so important.
It's smart. Yeah. It's smart.
Can I ask Orca and Tygor if we could get to know you a little bit better? Like, to find out sort of what your stories are, what your dreams and motivations are.
Well, I am a giant cat, so I like to spin a yarn.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Do you always land on your feet?
Always. Every time. That's why I'm committed to leg day.
Oh, wow.
Well, tell us about one of your lives.
Okay, well, number one, I was a child. Number two, I was a medium child. Number three, medium X child. Four, large child.
Medium X.
Medium X. It's extra medium. Yeah, that's why I dedicated myself to the muscle life.
So medium X is... more medium?
Yep, you're a medium, but you're slightly more medium. Not yet large.
Well, you've heard of extra small.
Sure.
You've heard of extra large.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't there be extra medium?
Some people would argue that large is extra medium, and those people can go pound sand.
That's fair enough. I agree with you 100%, Tygor.
I like you, wizard man.
I like you, too.
I'd arm wrestle you.
Oh.
You want to arm wrestle?
Do it.
You want to grip it?
Sure, let's do it.
Good effort.
Oh, wizard man, you should really put both of your hands back on the right spots. You still have two hands on your one arm.
Oh, that's right. You just arm wrestled the stumpy arm because I have two hands on this one arm right now.
Clap.
Hey, look at that. Well, I'll grab whatever's in front of me. It's my gift and my curse.
I'm just saying there should be like a third medium category to balance out the extra medium. I don't know why I'm really...
You're still on that?
There's something about
it. So what are the Earth sizes?
The Earth sizes are...
The hell's Earth?
Oh, Arnold Taylor comes from another world. Sword guy.
Sword guy here comes from another world?
Oh. I'm from another
sword
world.
Sword man? Sword guy.
Sword guy. Yeah, sword man is already a resident of Song Island.
So on Earth, what are the sizes?
Yeah, give us them sizes.
There is a small, which mostly doesn't exist. There's medium, which is kind of the small. Then there's large, extra large. If you're lucky, there's extra large tall. Like there's like a subdivision that is tall sizes.
So if large doesn't mean tall, is there big and tall?
There is big and tall. I mean, I guess I'm thinking specifically of shirts.
Okay.
Okay.
Drinks. Oh, don't get me started on drinks.
Is
that
there big and rich?
Real weird. There is.
Okay. Is there Brooks and Dunn?
I'm Brooks and Dunn with this conversation.
No, please keep going. I'm writing all of this down.
The second to last one reminded me that later I have to save a horse by riding a cowboy.
Ooh. And do you give beer to your horses?
And whiskey for my men. I'm a bad... Some things I do are bad.
And when you lift, do you get Chris Gaines when you lift?
Oh, yeah. I'm going for is Chris Gaines, brother.
The
thunder rolls.
It is interesting. I have noticed that most of the warriors on Strong Island have some kind of exotic animal that they ride around. And so, Tygor, you ride a cowboy?
I ride a cowboy. I am a tiger man that rides a cowboy.
Save your horse?
And that's how I save my horse.
Because otherwise, you snap a horse's back. So to save your horses, you ride a cowboy.
I ride a big cowboy.
Also, like on Strong Island, how boring to ride a horse. You're riding a cow. What's your cowboy's name?
Cowboy.
So it's a cow that's a boy.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. That was self-explanatory. It's a big-ass cow who also happens to be of a male variety.
Orca, when you're out of the water, do you ride an amazing beast, or do you ride an amazing beast in the water?
Well, in the water, yeah, I'm all over that thing in the water. I ride a merman.
Ooh.
I'll ride a merman.
Or Eugene?
You're familiar with them both.
Yeah.
Oh, too. We were both somehow right.
Both were right. I read both of them. One foot on each.
It's majestic.
What a picture. Hope we get some fan art of that.
Open both of their mouths, just galloping through the water. It's amazing to watch them.
Now, you're a great hero, and you're a great hero. Yeah.
I do what I can.
What are some of the amazing adventures you've been on?
Where should we do that one? We should do that one with the thing, with the guy with the soup.
With the soup.
We should do the soup adventure.
Yeah.
That was a great one. You start, because then I want to fill in the details, because you get it wrong.
It was a day like...
It was a night time.
No other.
It was like every other day.
Where the sun blazed in the sky.
Again at night.
An eagle shrieked in the distance.
It was a parakeet, and his name was Philip.
A boulder rolled down a hill at a great velocity.
It was just one man's shoe.
And in the distance, myself and Orca did witness a great boiling cauldron.
We were very close, and it was very cold.
And we did come upon it and saw steam arising from it.
Again, ice.
And from it jumped a cyclopsipede.
Okay, it was a Capledless ox. A Capledless ox.
An ox with 15 legs?
That's right.
Oh, wow. Terrifying.
Giant eye gleaming in the sun's blazing rays.
It had 25 eyes, and they were all closed.
And it didn't speak. It, stay away from my cauldron.
It said, hello there. What's going on? Would you like some soup?
And I did. I said, well,
he did. That one is true.
I said,
and then he did sing.
Well, I sure like some soup. That is the good kind of goop. I'll drink it through and through. I do like soup. I don't like stew. Too meaty. Not enough bread. Too meaty. And that's what I said. Give me that soup before I go insane. Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
It was exactly like that, except it was one octave higher. Try it again.
Same exact lyrics.
One octave higher. Here we go.
Let's let him do that while we take a break.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wartman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Last year, Long Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The 6-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Well, that was a beautiful song.
Thank you very much. I am sweating profusely.
Ooh, seemed a little longer that second time around.
Yeah, I did the extended cut.
So beautiful.
So beautiful. Well, I appreciate that.
Arnie, are you extended cut? I know it's rude
I'll
to
never
ask
tell. You know, I was wondering, Tigor and Orca, and this might seem like a strange request. There will be people listening to this.
It's an audio medium.
Yeah, it's an audio only medium, and I feel like they're missing just the amazing visuals of what both of you look like. Do you mind describing yourselves?
Because you're both such striking creatures. Like, it would be a disservice to not hear you describe yourself.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate that. So nice. We work real hard on these physiques that you see before you. I'll leap to my feet.
Yeah.
You see, I have trouble describing myself in an appropriate way, you know.
In an appropriate way.
And she tends to get real ribald.
I get ribald.
Yeah.
I would love it if you could do me. And I could do you.
Speaking of ribbles.
Right? Oh, you too much.
He got me.
Oh, I hit the hilt.
You knocked him over.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I hit him right on the hilt. That's my fault. Ooh. All right, Orca, shall I endeavor to describe you to the...
Tagore, I dare you to describe me to my full extent.
Ooh. All right. Toe to top.
All right, well, allow me to solve this mind-body problem. You stand before me as Orca. As you can see, she is dual-colored. She is both a pristine and snow quality white and a bright and sumptuous pink, with a large fin directly on the back of her dorsal area. And she is a biped. And she is a whale, but she also does possess the 2 feet.
Oh,
she
has very powerful legs.
I just want to say, use a dorsal. Just want to remember that for later. Go ahead.
Right. Oh. She has 2 feet. She has a large fin as well. As I said before, she has the tail going on. And she also is one of the more musculated individuals that you will see here upon Strong Guy Island, or Strong Island, as we like to refer to it as times. And that is my friend. Orca.
Oh, musculated lady.
Wow. Thank you.
It's uncanny, Tigor. You were right before Orca. He got every detail wrong.
That's right.
What about... Oh, let me put on my...
It's absolutely wrong.
Let me put on my glasses. Oh, God!
Oh, I get it. Tigor, you don't wear your glasses.
I left my contacts back at...
He's embarrassed of how he looks in his glasses.
I don't want anybody to know. That...
You're a nerd.
Hey, don't you bully me. Arm wrestle.
I
respect you, too.
Another draw.
Wild.
All right, well, then you describe yourself.
Okay. Here I go.
Goddamn, I got every part of that incorrect.
I mean...
Well, except for the fact that she's clearly, like, one of the strongest people on
this island. I'm very strong. Mm-hmm. So my color scheme here, you see, is not just two colors, but if you turn me around and underneath the fins and the tails, if you really look close, it's a rainbow.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, dang, look at that hell.
It's beautiful.
Iridescent.
It's iridescent indeed. In the sunlight, I'm one color, and then under the water, I'm another.
Wow. I really short-sold your overall appearance.
Yeah, Orca, all this description makes you completely undrawable.
Okay.
Just like Momo.
Let me specify for you.
Yeah, I mean, for fan art purposes, you want to get real narrow.
Real specify. So on land, when I'm on my 2 feet, my 2 gorgeous feet, and on my very muscular legs, because you know what? I never do skip leg day.
Never skip leg day.
You skip two leg day.
You have to skip 2 leg day.
If you want to include cardio,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You got to get with my friends.
What about skip day?
You never skip it.
Oh, okay.
Skip it.
Bop
skip it.
It.
You can bop it.
Pass it.
Twist it.
Pull it.
Oh, no, pull it.
Now, I can't help but notice your colorations are magnificent.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
But you're also wearing a belt with some sort of weapon attached to it?
Oh, yes. Oh, you've noticed my whale shark. It's a whale shark. It's alive.
Whoa. Oh, wow. What's its name?
Peter?
Wow. That's
Peter Whale Shark.
I've never seen somebody use another creature as a weapon. That's brilliant.
That is cool.
He's terrified most of the time, so he stays very still.
Yeah, he volunteered, but that's part of his bravery.
He wants to be a hero, but he can't do it on his own.
Courage is not being brave and being born so, but doing so even though you are, in fact, terrified.
Arnie and Thune, whale sharks are nature's swords.
Oh, wow.
And so I hate to ask this, since you have a sword,
yep.
Orca, and I never want to sort of pigeonhole you.
Please don't.
But to my knowledge, orcas are killer whales. Is that fair to say for you? Are all orcas killer whales?
I would say that all orcas are killer whales, but not all killers are whales. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't recognize.
Good to know.
Important
good to know.
Distinction.
I don't. And here's the thing. I wouldn't say I love killing.
Oh, yeah, she just...
I don't like it. But I do it a lot.
Yeah.
It is something that I can't stop doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I just want to walk back through that. You love killing, you don't like it, but you do it a lot.
Yeah,
if you, Arnie, if you kill what you love, you never work a day in your life.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. If you love
because
what
you're
you
in prison.
Yeah. If you love what you kill, it set it free.
That's what. Yeah.
If
absolutely.
If it doesn't kill you, it wasn't meant to.
If it doesn't come back alive, it wasn't meant to be.
If it doesn't kill it, makes it stronger.
Mm-hmm. You can love some. Whatever kills you makes it stronger, and a little longer.
Anyway, yeah,
that's as much as we can sing without copyright infringement.
I wouldn't say I'm a killer that loves killing, but I do kill a lot of things because I'm very good at it.
Yeah, also, in small detail, very cool sunglasses.
Oh, my goodness, ooh, thank you.
Very cool.
And I miss them sunglasses.
Absolutely. They are Raymond bands. I love them so much.
Kill or be killed sometimes.
Yeah.
Or kill or be good.
Yes, there is a brand of sunglasses here in Foon that Raymond is not allowed to wear.
Oh. If you see Raymond wearing them sunglasses, it's on. It's on, baby. Mm. You got to just scrap right there.
But for like an 8-year period, Oakley can wear them.
Oh, okay. Mm.
But then he falls out.
Orca, would you mind describing Tigor?
I'd love to. Okay, so this is a very large kitten. That is also very ferocious. Okay, so as you can see from his colorations there, he is a burgundy.
Wow.
He's a burgundy kitten.
It's so funny to see him pose while you describe him. And I hate Tigor. Is that the oil of babies on you?
Yep.
Okay, really making everything pop.
Yep, this is oil that is produced by babies.
Yes.
That's a distinction I have to make sure. Like, y'all, I ain't squeezing babies for their oil and then putting it in a bottle and spraying myself down, you know what I'm saying? This is, the babies make the oil and then sell it to me because I support local businesses.
Are you covered in baby piss? Like, what?
Oil, man. No, it's oil.
Baby's oil.
Oil? No, baby. Oil. Sword guy, sword what
guy,
the fuck?
Sword guy, damn.
Sword baby guy, piss? It's baby oil.
What is baby oil?
If babies didn't have oil, they'd seize up and stop moving. It's how you grease a baby.
How, man, don't move them babies because they're moving themselves because they're all oiled up.
They're all oiled up.
A lot of times you can get, sometimes if you hold a red sort of cloth in front of a baby, the baby will see the red, get angry, and charge the red cloth. And as you move it, you can yell ole, and it will leave behind some amount of substance. That becomes an oil of ole.
Are we thinking about the same thing?
You took it to Pissville, brother.
Don't you know that old saying, scrape a baby?
Oh, boy.
Scrape a baby, pick it up all the day you have good luck.
Yeah. That's where you get the oil from. You just, if you don't deal with the red cloth, you can just scrape one off.
You wake up. You ever wake up and your T zone is just a mess, and you look in the mirror and you go, "Oh boy, I really scraped the baby last night, huh? Mm-hmm. Look at this. This is just 100% slickness."
You're talking about the Tigor zone?
You're in the Tigor zone. No, that's full on. I just call that the Tigor zone. I don't want to mess it up with the part of the face that is in the shape of a T.
I apologize for getting so hung up on that little detail, but, you know, there should be a third medium, like extra medium. It makes no sense.
I really like your shoulder pauldrons, the big armored shoulder pauldrons.
Like very much. Yeah, I made these myself. I'm a part-time blacksmith as well. Yeah, pounded these out on my own. Want to have something to accentuate this part of my musculature.
Part-time blacksmith. Arnie, should you get your sword sharpened or anything?
Yeah, you want me to sharpen that bad boy?
I don't think I want it to be more sharp. I don't want to accidentally cut people behind me.
Let me take this sword out of my neck. I might have... what is this made out of anyway?
Magical miasma.
Oh, because I can't breathe, it's miasma?
That's right.
Sometimes, like, if I run super hard, I'll get short in breath, and I'm like, oh, miasma.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, you know, you can make it into things other than a knife.
What?
You just have to wish it. I told him he should make it into an arrow, put it in his head, and be a wild and crazy guy.
I want to make it, I have to wish it in front of you or just at any time?
Anytime you want.
I want to wish it to look just like Arnie's sword, and then I'm like, put it right inside my tummy. Sword brothers!
Sword buddies, what? But are you okay? Does it hurt?
No, it's made out of miasma.
One said sword brothers, the other one said sword buddies. One implied a different level of intimacy. Than the other, closeness. Is this something that y'all are currently experiencing some fighting about with?
I mean, now that you mention it, yes.
Friends are family, but sometimes family are not friends.
Absolutely.
That's the first thing we've said that actually has been said before.
Can I ask about Tigor and Orca? What, you obviously seem to know each other. You've gone on adventures together. How did you first meet? What is your relationship like?
We met on a quest.
Yep. I was on a quest, and he was on a separate quest, and we ended up being on the same quest.
Quest love.
Yeah, it turns out, I was just drumming along. And I encountered her in the wild, and I described my quest to her, and she said, "Literally everything you said is not correct. And then she repeated back to me what her quest was, and I was like, well, son of a hell, that's the actual quest I'm supposed to be on. I want to get the jewel from the top of the mountain. And she's like, you are in a pit, brother.
Oh, great to get to the roots of the quest, love. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you remember it differently, or is that about right?
It was close, but, you know, everything opposite. So
close,
like,
close, but no Tigor?
Close, but no Tigor.
So that top of the mountain was the bottom of a pit?
Yeah, I got that jewel, baby.
Oh, dang, show me that jewel. You got that jewel?
It's in my blowhole.
Oh,
dig!
Oh, shit.
I think this is, we shouldn't be watching this.
No, you can watch it. In fact, I prefer if somebody does.
I got it. Oh, man, I was elbow deep in that blowhole. I got that jewel.
I don't want to watch these foolish games.
Look at this jewel. It's a knight in armor.
Also, I didn't want to mention it, but Tiger, you've been sitting upside down on that chair the whole time.
What of it?
Has Tiger taken a lot of blows to the head?
He's got it. Look at him. Look at that beautiful face.
Oh, wait, now that he's not on his head, the tattoo on your back says Gortai. I think your name is Gortai.
Wait a minute. Oh, no!
Wait, how did that happen?
That makes sense, right? If the word's upside down, it becomes...
I have to change so many documents!
Extra medium?
Arnie, what if we created Infoon? What if we had a small arch? Does that help your...
Doesn't help me.
Now, I must ask Tigor, Orca, my sword spouses and I, we want to find...
That's beautiful.
Thank you. We're looking to meet Strong Guy himself.
Yes.
Strong Guy.
Do you have any connections?
Warriors, you must be... real tight with Strong Guy.
We have crossed paths a couple of times. Strong Guy.
He basically coordinates all heroic activities here on the island.
Yeah, we got a spreadsheet that he sends out monthly with all of the quests that you can take.
Oh, wow.
You need to sign up. That
would be helpful.
We got to get that spreadsheet. Yeah,
every once in a while, the quests are a little light on it, you know, as far as, like, the loot that you're going to bring back. That's why I bounce here at this particular establishment, you know, just to supplement my income. But, yeah, Sword Guy, as a manager, is pretty spot on.
You know, when I saw Weak Guy the other day, he was looking at that spreadsheet, and I said, isn't that Strong Guy's spreadsheet? And he looked at me, and he said, well, I was just adding eat chocolate on the bottom of it, and then he smiled and winked.
Oh, that's weak guy.
He's such a prankster.
He's a scamp. He makes up for his lack of musculature with witticisms.
We enjoy it. Every once in a while, he'll come down to the bar and he will read poems. He will read all of his poems.
That's lovely. That's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
He's got 2-3 books full of them, and he'll read long into the night, which then people inform me has been the daytime.
You know, I saw Weak Guy, and he seems to be almost exactly the same size as Strong Guy, but he radiates weakness.
Yeah, it's the glasses.
Oh, yeah.
That's why Tigor won't wear his.
I took them off. Who's talking?
That was Orca just a moment ago.
It was me.
That was...
I've been here the whole time.
I'm now going to match the set. What a beautiful whale song.
Thank you.
Tigor and Orca, could you introduce us to Strong Guy?
Oh, that's going to be hard.
Yeah, it is going to be
I want to. I'd love to.
I want to as well. But as we are on the coastal area, are we on the coastal area?
Yeah, I have to be by the water.
Oh, man, I know you do, but I don't know if my accounting of this is going to be accurate. I've learned a lot of things that I took as truisms to be patent falsehoods.
Well, this sort of tiki bar is seemingly in some sort of jungle, but it seems like there's water around us, right? I don't know.
Right here at the water's edge? Yeah. It's beautiful.
You can find Strong Guy by going to the center of the island. So he's not going to be hanging around here so much. You know,
that's
why
he
delegates some tasks to us, but he wants to be in the center of it all, and that's where you're going to find Strong Guy.
Yeah, and he's either in the tallest place or the lowest.
Don't ask me. I'll go to the wrong one if I'm left to my own devices.
Now, you knew that we are at the waterside just now, so you're not always wrong.
Hey, that's right. Thanks so much, Wizard Man. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a wizard colada.
Ooh.
It's a pina colada. I put a hat on it look like you.
Oh, aww. Thank you so much. It's got a tiny bow and arrow in it.
Wild and crazy guy.
Hey, guess what I'm talking about, crazy guy.
I'm going to take that bow and arrow away.
Oh, no. Oh, man, you got your privileges revoked.
Oh, no. Hey, now, Tigor, I know that I don't want to be rude to these gents, but I know that we got that next quest coming up real soon.
That's true. There's a new quest.
We just signed up for on the spreadsheet.
Yeah, we're supposed to root out the those who serve the Skullmaster.
Skullmaster is the arch nemesis of Strong Guy in all of the islands.
Sort of the big bad around here, it seems?
Yeah, he would be a big baddie. I mean, but everyone on the island that is a goodie has a baddie equal to them. You know, everyone has their own nemesis.
Orca, who's your nemesis?
Corca.
It's a giant cork that tries to go in your blowhole?
Yes.
Oh. She defeated her past nemesis, Harpoonicles.
Yeah.
Oh.
And a net.
And A net. Yeah, they were a team. Harpoonicles and a net. They were also a singing duo. They're dead now. Long to the bottom of the ocean they have sunk.
I heard you broke Annette's back on your leg. It was a real Annette bending.
You motherfucker. I'm looking at you with my Warren Beatty eyes, and I'm mad about it.
You're just looking at the wall. I don't understand.
Put my glasses on.
And your eyes are quite large, yeah.
Well, this ain't a man. There's a wall.
Well, Tygor, do you have any arch nemeses?
Gortai.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry, Gortai.
Yeah, Vision, Object Permanence.
A robot named Vision?
Yeah. A biosynthetic android, thank you very much. I do have a nemesis, and his name is Dogtor.
Dogtor?
Dogtor. Yep, he's a dog, and I'm a cat, so right there.
That's it.
Though we try to overcome ancient enmities that there are given to us, we have found ourselves at cross purposes.
Ooh, can we play a round of cat or dog tour?
Cat or dog tour.
So sure. You tell us something, and we'll try to decide if it's a quality you possess or if it's a quality dog tour possesses.
Okay. All right. Oh, everybody, hands on your buzzers.
Okay.
Well, here's some buzzers.
A bee here.
Here's some buzzers.
Grab a bee. Grab a bee.
Everybody grab a bee.
Yeah, you're going to hit the stinger, and you scream out, and that's how we buzz in. Okay.
All right, cat or dog tour. Attribute the first, aloofness when hungry.
Ow.
Ow. That goes to wizard guy.
Tygor.
That's correct.
Nice.
Second attribute, blind loyalty.
I'm buzzing in, but I think my bee's dead.
Ow. Oh, I gave you a wasp.
Dogtor.
Actually, Tygor.
Oh.
Though Dogtor should possess undying loyalty, as he is on an island of all good people, it is I who am loyal to Strongman.
All right, Wizard
Man. Strong guy, rather.
Wizard Man gained a point, lost a point, so now we all win. Thank you for that. That was enjoyable.
That was a real fun game.
No, thanks so much. Y'all want a tiebreaker?
Sure.
Okay. Third attribute, the name Tygor.
Okay. We've recently learned his name is Gortai, so this seems to be a
Don't just jump into it. Really think it over. This attribute is a name. The name is Tygor.
Could be anyone.
Dr. Dogtor, we assume his name is Dogtor. But we also know that he's...
Can I get another blood-a-rita?
Oh, yeah, I'll grab one for you real quick.
Get one for yourself, too.
Oh, well, okay, big money.
Ow. Yes.
Puncho.
That's correct.
Oh, damn.
Puncho is also named Tygor.
Huh, what?
Puncho, get near the microphone.
I don't want...
This island is confusing.
We spend a lot of time working out and not a lot of time on basic clerical cleanliness.
Can I ask? Maybe this is...
I don't think it's going to stop you if I say no.
Is this island ever too much for you? Like, is it ever kind of all... I don't know. Like, just the intensity of it? Do you ever get exhausted?
No, I feel like this island really lends itself to a real basic sense of good and evil. If you are good, you work out and you drink. If you are evil, you do bad shit.
Yeah, it's a binary that we are very comfortable
with.
It's
very simple. You got your days planned out. It's leg day. It's spine day. It's finger day. It's tail day. You got to keep them limber.
I got to get my spine day in. Hold on real quick. I'm going to pick up this table with my spine.
Oh, shit.
One. All right, that's all I need for today.
Spine day
is about form, not mass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel very comfortable here. I don't understand everything where you are from,
sure.
But I feel like our land is very simple. Yeah. It's good or bad, and work out or don't.
Yeah, Arnie, if you think this is hectic, we should take you to Vaude Village. That's a fucking shit show.
Oh, jeez.
Just wildness.
Huh.
Vaude Village is nonstop, man. It's just, songs.
Oh.
It's,
A lot of canes.
A lot of canes, acrobatic
hats.
Feet, hats galore.
So many hats.
They are just silly with them hats in every sense of the word.
Mm-hmm. Strapped vests.
Mm-hmm.
Tap shoes.
Gortai and Orca, if I may, and Arnie, Sword Guy, I don't mean to put you on the spot. Do you have any questions about Earth for Sword Guy?
Yeah, I'm from another world.
I feel like we never give guests the opportunity to ask about where you're from. Maybe that will help put your mind
to ease. If you have any questions for me, you're more than welcome to ask.
Oh, wow, this is a real opportunity, and I feel like we're going to blow it.
Yeah, it's an advantage for us to expand our minds.
If it makes you feel any better, my answers are almost certainly going to be disappointing.
Oh, all right.
Okay,
so we can ask anything, and it's up to you to disappoint people.
Okay, what is your favorite food on Earth?
Oh, gosh, I think pizza. I know that's like a common answer, but pizza's my favorite.
All right, follow-up question. What is pizza?
Pizza is
like... Oh, wait, like pizza skull?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, exactly. Never mind.
Yeah, but less of a skull.
Oh, okay, so you can't get into skull form? So it's not the perfect food.
I mean, more and more you can. You don't need to email me about it if
yeah,
you do.
Yeah, let me take a minute to say, if you find a recipe for pizza skulls, please tweet at us and email us, because we've never seen
it. No, if you find a video of pizza skulls and you send it to me on Twitter, I will lose my fucking mind.
Now people are going to do it just to see what that
God
entails.
Damn it.
Yeah, Wizard Man, you're fired up. Use that. Lift that table.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Get another one. Get down deep. Get down deep.
Here, toss it to me. Toss it to me.
Yeah, Matt Schiff, get
one,
in it. Get more.
Two. Here, Arnie, catch.
Okay, you are underneath it. You're underneath it. You're wrong.
I got you.
Okay.
I will use my blowhole to blow that table directly off of him.
Oh, yeah.
Sploosh.
You hate to hear that from a blowhole.
Good work.
Thank you.
Can I
wish
you,
I'd have seen it. My glasses fell off.
Do you breathe wrong with your blowhole? It's like, I have to say, it's a little prolapse.
Oh, I got it. Hold on. Let me just stuff
Took
this
it back
in here. Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
Do you breathe out of that, or what's the...
Okay, that is a common question. I do breathe out of that when I'm underwater, and I can just get to the top, you know, and just open it a little bit, and then I take it down. But I have a mouth, so you see, I'm just breathing out of that
gotcha,
right now.
Gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, I just... right out of the mouth area.
Excellent technique.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I hold water in it, though, while I'm above on land.
Oh, so you can, like, moisturize?
And, yes, and sploosh things off of people.
It's a secondary weapon.
So, Orca Tigor, thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your lives with us. It really means a lot.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, this has been a real pleasure.
Hey, always nice to meet a couple of fellow heroes.
Brothers.
Brothers on the path to brotherhood.
You know, I gotta say, and some of this seems a little aggro and intense to me, but I have to say that I'm a little jealous of your sense of moral clarity.
Oh, well,
oh yeah, thank you.
You keep things simple, you know?
If you just keep everything on the good or the bad, then you can't go bad.
That's it.
That's a common saying here.
That's going to be my
good
next tattoo.
Good or bad, you can't go bad.
When it's, sometimes it's easy when you meet some of Skullmaster's minions like Two Eyes or Fart Face.
Fart Face?
Some of the most dastardly of his henchmen.
You don't want to run into them.
Nope. It's pretty clear they're evil.
Yeah, there's nothing, there's no two ways about it.
Two Eyes has one eye on top of the other one. Each one more evil than the last.
Like, there's got to be a better way to say that, Two Eyes.
No, it's very evocative. You hear it, you're like, Two Eyes, okay, yeah. I get that. And then you see him, you're like, oddly disturbed.
I wasn't expecting that.
That arrangement is unsightly.
That reminds me, I saw an evil doer around the bar yesterday. They said his name was Two Ears. He had a mouth on top of another mouth.
Huh. What to do with that?
I didn't name him.
Seems like his evil doing is based in lying.
Oh, yeah. That is common.
Add him to the list of henchmen that we must destroy.
I'll put it on the spreadsheet.
Yep, add it.
Evil master of confusion.
Yeah, that's the one that doesn't make sense.
Everything else is very clear.
Yep.
Orca and Tigor, do you have any advice on getting to the middle of the island?
Oh, yeah. It is a treacherous path, my friend.
Yeah.
So you're going to need a map. Yep. Tigor, you got one tucked in there?
I made this map myself.
Oh, God.
No.
Everybody, look, it's very clearly delineated.
Ooh,
the path
that's
from
a picture of some sort of water.
Yep, you're going to go from where this... The X marks the spot on where we are. You're going to follow that path all the way to this X in the middle there.
This looks like a Sunday family circus. It's just like dotted line
all right, now
everywhere.
You see,
the land is all blue and the water's all green.
Yep, and now see, now the little boy now here, he running around. He gets out of his room and he's running all around the house. And the lamp fall down and then the dog, he going to chase him a little bit. You going to let that dog chase you for a little while. You going to go by. Your mama going to be like, why you ain't at school? And then you come back.
So much packed into one circle.
I mean, you pop the pack back in the window, and he's sitting on the couch, and then they ask, who knocked over the lamp? It says, not me.
So over here by this mountain, there's a ghost that says, oh, not me? Like,
yeah, right, like exactly what I said. Yeah,
and we need to get on the far side of that mountain?
You need to get far side of that mountain, that's right.
Perfect.
Yeah. Do an end around Doonesbury.
Well, for better or for worse, we're going to get there.
Garfield.
That map was gently entertaining.
I know we're steering this episode towards being done, but do we have time for a game of Marm or Duke?
Oh, sure. Marm or Duke.
Marm or Duke.
Okay, this attribute is going to describe someone who is either a school marm
or Duke. Sternness.
Ow.
Okay.
Schoolmarm.
That's correct.
Woo.
Opulence.
Oh, ow. Duke.
That's correct.
I want to answer, but I let go of my B.
a yardstick. Used for slappings.
Ow.
Yep.
It's a schoolmarm.
That's correct.
Oh, right.
All right, last one. All right, everybody's got one except
everyone's
you, sword guy.
Everyone's
okay.
on the board.
All right, so really focus.
You can just say ow.
Oh, that okay.
An entire territory that you rule over designated by a regency.
Owie.
You can
owie
just say ow.
Ow, I got a real sting.
You can just say ow.
Ow, I'm saying I'm up. It's my turn because I've been stung by a bee.
Arnie, pump the brakes.
You got to guess.
Duke?
That is correct. All right.
Four-way tie.
Four-way tie. Four-way tie. Four-way tie.
And then they chanted the same catchy phrase over and over in place of a meaningful conclusion, employing the Mamma Mia method of serialized storytelling. Wizard Man was played by Matt Young. Night Shift was played by Adol Rafai. Tygor the Catman was played by Kevin Serretta? Are we getting a bulk raid on this guy? Kevin already currently appears as Dripfang in the Hello from the Magic Tavern Stitcher Premium miniseries, Masters of Mayhem. It's like the Oops All Crunchberries version of this podcast, but it's oh my gosh, only loud characters. Orca, the Orca, was played by Carissa Bereka. Carissa is a cast member and resident director of the long-running hit show Women Be Shoppin'. Wait, no, She the People in the Up Comedy Club at Second City in Chicago. She's also a founder and artistic director of the Matter Dance Company. You can follow her on Instagram and Twitter at Cinderisa. Or check out her website, carissabereka.com. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. And the Strong Guy Island variation recorded by Sage GC. And another round of fake credits successfully delivered. Lincoln, shall we head outside and take in the night sky? I can show you which solar systems are full of themselves.
Really? Sure. I mean, I just have to report that loose thread to admin.
Oh, right. The person you are not murdering. Anyone interesting?
Actually, a woman who arrived not long after you did. I think she mentioned you were co-workers at one point.
Wait a minute. Trisha? My old intern is here? That's right. I found her scrunchie in the break room at one point and then totally forgot about it. Look at me dropping plot points. When in Rome. Anyway, where is she?
Well, it might be easier to just show you.
What do you know? Trisha on Earth. We might get to murder someone after all.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.